AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is asking Congress for billions more in aid to Ukraine and the war with Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It's a $33 billion request for military, economic, and humanitarian aid, more than double a package Congress approved last month. This one is meant to show the U.S. is not growing weary of backing Kyiv.
The cost of this fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen.
He's urging fast action in Congress, where there's wide support for giving Ukraine all it needs. But the president's also asking lawmakers to approve billions more to battle the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I don't care how they do it. I'm sending them both up. I mean, they can do it separately or together, but we need them both.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden also said he's considering forgiving some federal student loan debt.
And I'll have an answer on that in the next couple weeks.
The government says spending continued to rise in the first quarter, but the economy shrank. The 1.4% annual percentage rate drop was the first since the pandemic struck about 2 years ago. In a speech at the Brookings Institution, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the economy has had its ups and downs.
Most recently, the global pandemic and now Russia's invasion of Ukraine underscore the likelihood of large economic shocks and disruptions that must be addressed. Downturns are likely to continue to challenge the economy.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign a bill passed by lawmakers that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy when cardiac activity is detected in the fetus. The Supreme Court upheld the dismissal of a discrimination lawsuit filed by a deaf and legally blind woman against a physical therapy business that wouldn't provide an American Sign Language interpreter for her appointments. This is AP News. A new AP NORC poll shows 61% of Americans feel misinformation about the war in Ukraine is a problem.
Most blame the Russian government. Darren Linville, a Clemson University professor who studies the issue, says Russia's reach is broad and has been particularly effective in Spanish-speaking markets. The poll found half of Americans also blame the Chinese government. A new report from technology firm NewsGuard found China's state-run media outlets have made at least 74 English-language Facebook posts referencing a conspiracy theory that echoes Russian talking points that the U.S. is running secret biological warfare labs in Ukraine that have intentionally released deadly viruses. The U.S. does run bio labs in Ukraine. They're not a secret, and they're not crafting bioweapons there. Jennifer King, Washington.
California and 15 other states that want the Postal Service to buy more electric delivery vehicles are suing to stop purchases of thousands of gas-powered trucks. The Postal Service is defending its actions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.